Good morning and a happy Friday from the Neil Prendeville Show. Now, Cove is on fate at the moment with the arrival yesterday of the Cunard liner Queen Anne. She was staying all day. She was staying all night. She's staying until this evening. The distinctive black, white and red of the Cunard line once again back in Cove. The only thing that's really not been cooperating is the weather, which could have been a lot better for the many, many thousands of visitors spilling around Cove and going beyond to other places of tourism interest, shall we say. You had an interest in the ship, John Flynn, did you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a historian here in Cove. I do the tours and, yeah, sure, my dad and my grandfather going back, they all worked for when the Cunard was here and stuff. But, yeah, she's some ship. So, as you said, rightly so, the weather was shocking yesterday. But it kind of made it kind of like dreary when it was coming in the harbour. But anyway, yesterday I was there and I was off work and I don't know what came over me, but I said, you know what, I'd love just to go on that ship. Now, I had previously been, you know, I take the photographs and stuff from Cove and I always take some photos of the ships. So there was like, you know, very distinctive. You can always kind of tell when the tourist is around to have, you know, the ponchos on and stuff. So I just followed them and I had a thing that I wear for my tours, you know, around my neck and stuff. So I just got my social security card. And I said, I wonder. And I said, Asher, look, you know, God loves a trier.
Hang on a second. You had a lanyard that you use for your tours. It holds a credit card sized ID, which every person on a cruise will have. It buzzes them in and buzzes them out against the photograph they will have supplied, proven by their passport, etc. And that is a fail-safe program. But you followed a group of returning cruisers to the ship. And?
So I just, you know, said, here we go. God loves the trier, as I said on the video. And off I went. And I just, you know, just kind of followed what they did. And look, the visibility was obviously very, very poor. And it was raining, to be fair to the security lads. But you know, they just flashed their things and off they went. And I just done the same and I went, wow. So I got, you know, from the pier in Cove, I got down the steps past number one.
So you're in the secure area behind the barriers, more or less, on the quay.
On the quay, yeah. So then I got onto, you know, the floating thing that's there, which that separates the quay from the ship itself. And then I think what happened next was that it was actually their security, I presume, because they had some sort of Cunard on them. So your man asked for the card. So I said, okay. So he asked for the card. So I said, okay, that's the furthest I'm going to get, you know, so I can take my photos, whatever. So I just flashed it and he said, okay, sir. So then I went up the gangway to the Queen Anne and I was like, whoa, took some photos, whatever. I think that's what got me in the end because they were probably wondering why someone's taking so many photographs. But as I approached the ship, there was two people there and I said, okay, you know, this is probably as far as I'm going to get now. So one approached me and said, hello, sir. And he offered me some hand hygiene, which I did. And the other person said, hello. And I was talking to him. Hi, guys. First time in Cove, blah, blah, blah. And off I went. And I was going down. And just as I was going down then, which is confusing because when I went down I was on board now. So when I was going down the hallway, the first person that was down originally, he came up and he said, your card, sir. And I was like, okay, he already
saw it. So you didn't put your social security card into the digital reader. You pop it in, your picture pops up on the screen, you take it out.
Yeah, so I think that's what it was. So then he just said, your card, sir. And then I just showed him the card again. He said, oh, you're I don't know what he said. So I went to the fella on the left who does the scanning. And then he just started laughing. And he kind of indicated or gestured with his hand to kind of go back off. And I just said, goodbye, lads.
Of course you complied. You weren't there to cause any trouble or anything.
No,
the security worked. If not at the first or second juncture where it's a casual glance, then they noticed that through the chatting and the hand sanitizing, you hadn't input your card. So they went after you and got you off the ship.
Yeah.
Having said that, you got on board when you shouldn't have.
Oh, it's great. And I mean, the thing about it, Mick, as you know yourself, these ships usually come in for a 12-hour window, but this was actually still here today. Like, you know, if anyone wants to come down and see it.
It's not leaving till this evening yet.
That's it. So imagine if I did get on. I could have been wined and dined in there for the night.
You could have been dined. I don't think you'd have been wined because everything is to do with that very specific card issued by the cruise line.
You certainly could have
gone to the buffets and that kind of thing. As to whether you would have got dinner with wine, no. As to whether you would have got a drink, no. And you would have 100% been found before the ship would or could leave, I would imagine.
Oh, 100%. But, you know, it was one of these things. I said, look, it's a story you can tell. You know, I was on the Queen Anne for that 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay, and did it cause any trouble? Did anyone get in trouble?
No, not that I know of. You know, it's like the lads were kind of laughing about it. I came back off and I said bye to everyone and everyone was very nice. And I think they kind of knew this fella's up to just, you know, just taking the photographs and so on.
Yeah.
But, look, it was a giggle, you know, and there was no harm in it and no one, you know, there was no, like, the staff themselves on board were very nice.
I know. I don't think the various levels of security, 1, 2 and 3, will be giggling, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. And I hope they're not don't get in trouble, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, it was for the joke, but it was, like, incredible just to, you know, just to step on board.
All right, you got on board. You shouldn't be there. You got on board with your social security card. I don't think that'll happen again. And, of course,
no.
Every best wish that the weather will comply a little better than it has over the last 24 hours for the crew and the passengers of the Cunard Queen Anne. Thank you, John.
Take care.
It's
bye-bye.
One for the memory books. Thanks, John.
Take care. Bye.
And if you've ever ended up or tried to get in somewhere where you shouldn't be or have been, then we'd love to hear from you on the Neil Prendeville Show, 086 8104 106.